This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. For 7 months, residents living in small weather rent homes in West Dallas were told they had to clear out by early June. Everything changed Monday. The landlord offered to sell those homes to tenants who were still there, and a judge pushed that June 3rd deadline to early October. Here's the thing. Most of the families who'd been renting from him have already left. For Rosemary Guerra, home is now Oak Cliff. McAdams Avenue is quiet. Not much noise besides the birds and a car cruising by every now and then. She likes it. Still, it's no West Dallas.
Everybody knew everybody, and, you know, we all got along with each other. You know, we never locked our doors. We always with our windows up. I never had a key to our house.
After a lifetime in West Dallas, Guerra moved into this rental house in November. She lives here with her husband, her brother, and her three grown sons. It's a two-bedroom. There's a separate back house, one big room with no kitchen or bathroom. They're enjoying it.
We've never had a bigger yard like this.
This house rents for $850 a month. The West Dallas home she rented from HMK Limited was $575. She says coming up with $300 more each month hasn't been too bad. Almost everyone in the house has a job and can chip in. She's glad she found something even this affordable.
Around here, there's a house. They want $1,200 down and $1,200 a month. We were lucky we found this. This is the cheapest one we can find.
The toughest transition for Guerra? She doesn't know anyone.
We were used to being outside in the front, and, you know, we knew who passed by and who didn't. And, you know, here, everybody's like, they go outside, but just to cut the yard and stuff like that is totally different.
West Dallas is different now, too. It's not just all the new restaurants and high-end apartments going up. It's the street where Guerra used to live.
The house on Bayon, it didn't last very long. He knocked it down quick.
Demolition and construction noise is the new soundtrack of West Dallas. Another vacant HMK home was bulldozed Thursday. John Anderson lived in the neighborhood for 44 years. He finally moved out at the end of April.
Didn't want to, what I couldn't afford, but I had to. Now we're pitching in, trying to make ends meet.
Anderson and his wife settled in Oak Cliff, too. Their rent has tripled to more than $1,000 a month. Even though he moved out of West Dallas close to a month ago, most days, he goes back.
I'm going to miss my neighbors, and that's why I'm over here. So I visit them, and I come over here and leave something out for the animals. Got some cats. They be roaming around in the daytime.
This week, after hearing that the remaining HMK tenants can now buy their homes, Anderson felt hurt. He says that announcement came a few weeks too late for him.
Very sad, but we had planned on living our life out here.
This scene has played out many times before, across the country and right here in Dallas. John Greenan runs City Square Housing, a nonprofit that builds affordable homes. He remembers another displacement on the other side of downtown.
It must have been close to the year 2000 because it was not long after I got involved in this area. There was a lot of the apartments along Gaston Avenue were closed for renovation, and their tenants had to pick up and move. Most of them moved further away from the city center, further from jobs, more expensive transportation, lots of times less desirable housing.
Today, Gaston Avenue is lined with trendy redos of the old apartment buildings. Greenan says the folks who leave often head southeast to places like Hutchins or Balch Springs. He says the 305 HMK rental homes are the canary in the coal mine. There are thousands more units in Dallas that will have to be repaired or cleared out if the city sticks to its tougher code.
On a market basis, what people can't afford is substandard, and that's just the reality right now.
And that's because building something new just costs too much.
A one-bedroom apartment costs about $150,000 to build right now in the city of Dallas. And on a market rental basis, you're looking at about $1,000 a month, more or less.
Tenants will pay that, or much more, for the brand new studios and townhomes going up west of the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge. Those are out of reach for so many families who called West Dallas home for generations. Rosemary Guerra says she remembers wanting to dig her heels in and stay, wanting to fight until the last minute. When the Oak Cliff house opened up, she was too scared to let it pass her by. She left. And now she's happy she did. One day, she hopes to buy this little rental.
It's like I tell my boys, you know, I don't want it for me. I just want some, you know, the day that I'm not here, you have something to go to, you know, have a place to stay.
It's just that she always thought that place would be West Dallas. Courtney Collins, KERA News.